right, folks, welcome to the Muskie 360 podcast. Jay Bird.
Hey, Steve.
I'm reporting live and remote from Wabamoon.
Live from Canada.
Live, pre-recorded.
Live from the goon.
Live from the goon. Man, I'll tell you.
Sounds like a hockey reference.
The goon. The goon. Anyway, I don't know. Maybe it came from there. Maybe the first mean hockey player was from Wabagoon. You never know.
Wouldn't doubt it.
We'll have to dig through the historical hockey records and find out. Yeah. Anyway, I'll tell you, there's not a lot of comings and goings this week, but if you've not seen it, the promo video for The Kraken.
The Kraken.
It's too early in the morning for me to do metal voices, Jay. I apologize.
I'll take over for you.
Kraken. So if you haven't seen that, man, I got it. Hold on. I had the funniest Steve Herbeck moment of my life yesterday.
Yeah.
Right. Happened? So Herbie texts me. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Let me pull it up here. Need another Kraken. Customer broke it off. Raised 13 big fish today. All of it on that. Lost two. There's a train. I apologize. The train is just runs incessantly here. You know how tough it was today? Let me know if you can get me another one. Right? So he texts me this, and I'm on the boat, and we're fishing. There's the train, Jay.
Chicka, chicka, I can
chicka,
hear
chicka,
it.
Chicka, 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 chicka. Anyway, Herbie texts me that, and I called him because I'm like, you know, I have to coordinate. Hey, when can I get over there and hook you up with this? And he is fuming. It is the funniest thing ever. He's just shouting, this guy freaking lost this thing, and I swear. Like, it's.
He snagged it on a rock and broke it off or something. It was his only Kraken, right?
Freaking fragging guy. Right? This mother frigger. And I went,
Little Herbie.
Well, and I went, okay, cool. Well, you know, if you're off the water, you know, because he's obviously just screaming, obviously they're done. He goes, no, the frigging guy's standing right frigging here.
Wow. That's my last Kraken.
I know. We call that some Herbie tough love. So I'm sorry. Yeah, there was a lot of friggins and frackums and rackum frackums going down there. So whoever was on that boat, I feel for your soul. I'm sure that
I've heard it from him. And when he's on a hot pattern, nothing else matters.
Yeah, I'll tell you, man. That guy cried himself to sleep last night. I promise you that.
Yeah.
Why was Herbeck so mean to me?
Don't shed a tear over the Kraken.
The Kraken doesn't have feelings.
Elmer, hey, how's it going? Say hi. It's Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, that's Elmer live. Can you hear him?
That's
live. Back in Canada?
We're on the podcast right now. Any words of wisdom, Elmer?
Actually, no.
Okay.
I was kind of hoping he'd have some, though.
Yeah, we do, but it's top secret.
Oh, okay.
We'll tell you after the show.
Okay.
All right.
Stay tuned, Elmer.
Elmer says hi. That was Elmer, everybody.
What a blessed episode. It's an Elmer blessing.
Yeah, I'm obviously not at home. I am at work today, so right. It's... Monday morning. Hello.
We apologize. It's Jay had stuff going on last night. For once, it's Jay's fault, folks. Anyway, so shockingly, but no, it was really cool to hear back from Herbeck on the crack. And so there's the demo video on Muskie Shop TV, on the Muskie Shop's YouTube. It's on the app. Yep. I've shown what's going on with that bait. Really excited about it. There's the pre-sign up for it. Here's the deal, like the straight skinny. I try to convey it in the demo video, and you know, in so many words, you're trying to be a straight. That thing, if you like modifying baits, this is going to be your jam. So the one Herbeck's been using, he's modified. I think he put a couple BBs in it. He put bigger hooks on it, and he put a willow leaf blade off the back, right?
Oh, okay. Wow.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
He's doing some funky stuff. I hold up the one I'm fishing all the time where I've got 2 7-aughts on that sucker, you know, and it's just like there's a lot of hooking power on it. You can play with that. Obviously, the modular weighting, which is neat.
Yes.
And for me, it's like I had a guy message me about it. He's like, well, how are you changing up or when do you know to change it? For me, it's to alleviate that frustration, a la like the Titan. you know, if I'm on a bite with a collar or I'm on a bite with, you know, it's not collar per se, but like, you know, I'm fishing stained water. I got one white light colored bait and I want to move from deep to shallow, pop the weight out of the Titan. The same thing with the Kraken is, you know, if I want to target the shallow weed edge, because it's happened to me so many friggin' times, is during the day, obviously everybody in the podcast is super intelligent anglers that fishes, you know, shallow to mid to deep and back, you know, falling cover and structure. So if we're on midday humps, we got that hump bite, Jay. Humps. My lovely musky humps. We're hitting the humps. I'll just love the word. Might as well hump, Jay. Go ahead and hump. But we're hitting humps and we're hitting, say, points or bars or something like that with deeper running plastics. And then you want to take that same game plan and apply it in shallow zone. You're like, okay, I got to have two baits. And I've done it so many times where I just don't have the configuration on hand. So it's going to alleviate some of that. So you got that versatility there. That's going to be cool for a lot of folks. I've gotten a ton of messages, and I know everybody's really excited about the collar change out thing, which is cool on the skirts.
Steve, let me interrupt real quickly. I'm not sure everyone is actually in tune with what this is. You know, if they haven't been listening the last couple of weeks, just tell them in a nutshell what this hybrid bait is.
Yeah, good point, because I teased
it. Yeah, we've got a few videos out on them, just fishing prototypes. They're not pretty. Steve painted them himself.
I like art.
Hey, but that one you painted and gave to me, man, that thing worked.
J.S.
So, there's a lot of action on that.
We called that one filthy walleye. What happened? I'm trying to paint a... I can paint a mean walleye bait, okay? I'm just saying. But my airbrush broke that day, so I just grabbed a rattle can. So Jay's filthy walleye
one, and just went old school on it, and it's just like, hey, you're like, is that okay? It's beautiful.
You got
that's
one.
All I need.
It's one of one.
I don't need scales on this thing, and as soon as I started catching fish on, I got all marred up, looked even better.
Yeah, you get Jay.
Tell him just what it
okay.
Is.
If you're not seeing it, a lot of people don't watch. YouTube's dead. Anyway, nobody watches if it's not 30 seconds. But anyway, so if you're not in the fold on this thing, check out the video, but a brief explanation. It is a hybrid bait, so it's like a tube, right? So the front half is hard and the back half is soft. A point of reference for that could be a shallow invader, where you have a soft tail and a hard body, so you get the replacement thing. But on the Kraken, it is super durable. You can bang it off as many rocks as you want. It's internally weighted. And what's cool is right where the weight goes in, I'm warning everybody. So you go, there's water coming out of my bait. It sucks water up like a traditional plastic behind the weight and in the rear cavity. So it has the same running action. But you have this hard bait, so when you get a hit, they don't smush it and you... absolutely get crushed on that. You feel just hammers on this when they hit it.
Hooking's excellent, I might add.
Yeah, that's the thing. My biggest thing with plastics and stuff, and I love them all, but is the three treble hook deal with this is deadly. It's just absolutely deadly. You got three trebles on this son of a gun. So
another really interesting point about that bait is the non-fatigue factor is crazy.
Explain
if you're used
that,
to throwing...
dude. Explain that, because that video I was actually showing somebody last night how to work not to cut you off, but in the Kraken video where you crack the first one on the Kraken. I'm watching your rod tip.
Yeah.
Just Jay's tip is what I'm watching. Yep. I recommend you dial in on Jay's tip. Jay, what's your tip like?
Yep. So, yeah, I mean, I kept that in there. It's like, you know what? I'm going to put the whole cast on the video, because someone could, you know, rewind that thing and say, because during the video, you know, you're saying, you know, with upward taps and upward pulls, and you know, you're doing some semi-aggressive moves, but it's like, okay, this is a 6 ounce bait. You know, it's like throwing a Medusa or a bulldog, you know. Yeah, it's got some weight to it, but zero fatigue retrieving it, and you're not tired at the end of the day.
And because math,
because I was working with that upward, more of an upward rod angle.
Over
I was
shallow
using
stuff,
the,
yeah.
Shallow, yeah, but extending out past exposed weeds. So it was like landing in 4 feet, coming down to 12, and working it like a glide bait, basically. So I was doing that and giving it, you barely tap the thing. You could watch your line. You could see the line go left, right, left, right, with those subtle little taps.
And a rat. And sometimes it'll be a right,
that
right.
It gives it that hang time and that little bit of glide with it. And it's just like, well, that's what I was doing on that particular retrieve. And it's like, happened to, you know, be near a fish. And, you know, it's just like crush city when they hit it, too. It's so beautiful. And even the pike we were getting, yeah, that thing, we were catching everything, dude, that hit it.
Jay, I got it. There's someone that's up fishing with me. PB mm-hmm. pike last night. I'm not big on PB, but they called it that. And it's cool. It's a beautiful fish. You've seen it.
I love big pike. Yeah.
And then I had not got a 40-inch pike casting.
No.
Okay. Picked up some 42. I think I got like a 41 or a 42 trolling. I mean, you know, there's where mm-hmm. we're at for any, you know, we have a lot of Euro listeners. Unless you go to Great Slave Lake, you're not going to find monster pike heart. You know what I'm saying? They're far and few between if you're targeting like big, big, big pike. But yeah, I got a 40 and a couple 40s on it yesterday, which is kind of cool. 40 inch pike. Nice. And, you know, we had some muskies and all that stuff. But nonetheless, it was like, whoa, you know, big predator bait, period. The neat thing in that scenario, though, is the shallow zone. So, like you were talking about, the thing, if you're used to fishing those traditional plastics, is it's very like aggressive because the bait just goes up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. Where this goes up, hangs, and it'll fall at different angles, right? And so you got to give it that moment of pause. If you just work it straight up, bam, 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 like hammering it, right? It's going to, it's the shop line. If you're just hammering it in that upward traditional motion without allowing for the fall or the hang time, you're going to be running too high. You know, you can get it to do that, but I think the beauty of that bait is just the hang time over the shallow stuff. So if you're making a contouring cast from shallow cover to deeper stuff, this is going to be the ticket, which is often the case when you're working like there's July and August, those deeper weed lines, right? You need to contour it. So this thing's super forgiving. It's going to hang over the shallows. Herbeck had a client, as he put it, lost a mega giant last week on it, doing the same thing, threw it up in the shallow stuff and used the hang time to work it over it, and then tapering down, he said right when they tapered down on the weed thing, that thing just swooshed and exploded on it. So it's cool, it's a different presentation. I don't think I would, oh my goodness, people, it's that time of day where everybody's calling. I would say this, like if you are throwing traditional like soft plastic tubes, whether regardless of brand or whatever, it's not to take away those presentations. You know what I'm saying? It's not a direct replacement. It can be if you want to run it that way. But I think there's a lot of versatility there. Excited about it. I'm not trying to freaking just ramble on about it forever, but I think it's going to help a lot of people. Like you said, the fatigue and the physicality. My favorite way to work it is I work it just like a glide bait with a down rod angle, but it's still doing the upward up and down thing with some goofy stuff going on there, which is cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah.
There's that.
Well, the versatile weight system, you can run without a weight or run a lighter weight and get that thing to, you know, hover over shallower areas. And if you want, it's just the most subtle taps you can possibly imagine and let it glide and let it hang, then reel in a little line and give a little tap again.
Dude, I'll say this, I don't think we spend a lot of time with zero weight in them. That thing's fun.
I've never spent any time with it with zero weight. We only really used them like two days.
Yeah, it's super shallow. It's super shallow. Like when you take the all the weights out, it just lays there. It's like, poof, bleh, and then it kind of like just falls off. It's neat. So it's I'm using that in super shallow sloppy stuff as a cast back. It's really a funky way of doing it. Anyway.
Yeah, so we're excited about it. It's coming this fall.
In the know now on the Kraken. So they got the sign up over at the old muskyshop.com. You can sign up, and I'll tell you what, they're pretty. They're pretty.
Oh, the finished paint jobs look great.
So check them out. Anyway, other than that, dude, I got to tell you, I can't divulge. I called you the other night. I got to tease everybody a little bit with it. We might do something with this video. I had the biggest fish of my life come off, Jay.
Yep.
I've caught some big ones, and I had Donkey freaking Kong on. And son of a gun, man, that was heartbreaking. Nothing broke. Nothing, no tackle issues. The reel was fine. The rod was fine. Everything was fine. And you get that thing, we're going to put it in the net. And the dreaded monster fish head shake, Jay.
And shallow water throwing the bait.
In 3 feet of water, and you see its head come out, and you've got the rod choked back with these big, long, musky rods, right? I got the rod choked back to pull that thing in the net, and it goes kerchunk, and you just, I yell frick, Jay, very loudly in the video. I just say frick.
Mm-hmm. I tell you, if only an Instagram guy said the other day, commented on a post and said, if only Dick Stemke were still alive to see that, it probably would have made his year.
Yeah, if Stemke was there. Stemke loved nothing more than watching people lose fish.
yeah, kind of a twisted mythology there.
He's a real son of a frick, Jay. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's it. I'll tell you, there's something I've noticed though. We're gonna do a little Q&A here in a minute, but something I'm seeing that for anybody that's targeting right now, a lot of guys are in Canada. The place is crawling with filthy musky anglers right now, Jay.
Ooh, okay.
Everybody's doing their Canada thing. Anglers in the know August can be pretty interesting, and you got some cracks at some big fish. And
for sure,
I'll tell you what, I've never seen a scenario where the 10 minutes after the end of the major is all that matters. It is
the tight window thing. Hey, it remains a truth around here too.
And it's not, I'm just I'm hearing the same thing like you said in your zone. The weirdest thing of the beginning of the major, right? Yesterday I was joking on the boat. I said, it's a major disappointment, right? you're hitting the major. And you know, a lot of times, July, August, if you've read Next Novel Musky Fishing, you'll hear me, or you'll see in that lofty tome where I say either the moon is everything or it doesn't matter at all. This is like clockwork this year, right? You can move them outside the major and you can get a follow and it won't be hot. And as we get into the major, they get hotter, 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 and they will eat that 10 minutes at the end of the major. It's goofy. It's very annoying.
Okay.
You know, there's a trophy hit the net this morning right at the backside of the major. It's been day after day after day after day. So I would encourage you, if you're on the water, look at that major. I'm seeing it so clear as day. Herbie's seeing it. Make your plan around that. If you're not, if you're not on a pattern where you're like consistent or things are happening, look at the end of that major and make sure you're where you've marked a fish or you've seen a fish, and focus 10, 20 minutes after, because it's kind of goofy. It's a goofy scenario where you know, your majors, when you're adhering to them, 2 hours, you know. You just put it in, and you're watching the clock, and you go, oh, man, we're at the end of this thing. They're not eating.
Okay.
I've seen a lot of guys that sort of tapers off, and you're in a sandwich zone, right? Oh, it's sandwich time, or we're going back into camp, especially like this evening. That sucker lines up with sunset, so, you know, call the taxidermist.
I hope so.
Get Fatanti on the phone, boys. It's coming. But, you know, it's just one of those scenarios where you'll see that activity kicks way up. And so for yesterday's scenario, right, got 3 sticks going on the boat and an hour and 45 of major disappointment, right? And we get towards the end of this thing. Move a little one. Okay. Cute. 34, 35, you know, take it, whatever.
It's just a baby, Steve.
It's just a baby. But you know what I'm saying? You can move it. Okay. We get to the back end of that. Here's 47 screeching in. Here's 41 screeching in. Here's 2 40-inch pikes screeching in.
Okay.
On that back end of that. So it's just... go ahead.
The very end of the major and then slightly past it.
No, it is... Again, when we, you're always looking for corollaries. People are always trying to do all these false corollaries that something is happening. I got plenty of skin in the game up here right now. I've been up here for a while. And it is like, okay, well, the camera and the pictures don't lie. You know, doing the same things, doing the right things on big fish spots the whole time. And just they manifest at the end of the major for 10, 15 minutes.
Okay.
You know, and it's just like tight windows, those two 40-inch pikes, that 47, the 41, that occurred within a 20, 25-minute time frame, right? Bam, 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 bam. Then it locks down like Fort Knox. So if you're conceptualizing your game planning, I'm to at least put that in somebody's head where, like, if that time frame, that's a time frame right now for me that I'm the most focused or I'm the most serious about being on good water or a good spot. The other consideration is this, is it's tough sometimes if you're not moving them, Jay, right? So something that comes up, kind of ninja secret, like, what do you, how do you pattern if you're not moving fish? Right? You're not getting the follow. You're not getting the eat. You're not getting anything. You got 8 hours in the game, and then here's this
zero feedback. Right, and then zero here comes feedback. The window.
Here's this major coming up, and this ding dongs tell me 25, 15 minutes after the major. Well, where the heck should I be? I've been focusing my efforts on locating well staged, right, bait. So
well-staged bait, okay.
Okay. Are the bait fish hugging the bottom in this location? Are they at 15 feet down and they look cruddy? You know, they're not moving in clouds. If I get into an area where there's actively predating bait fish, right? Perch are predators, walleye are predators. They eat other fish. If the bait fish in that area are active, they're up, they're moving, they're in the water column, that's where I'm targeting, and it's paying off where I go, I'm not going to go fish this, you know, section where things look dead, whether it be panoptics, whether it be your down scan. I'm using down scan right now where I'm going, okay, I can tell. Here's a bait cloud. Here's, and then there's tons of, I'm seeing it this year in Canada for sure, at least where I'm at, scuds of little perch, right? Just clouds of them. They look like balls of shad.
Just, same here yesterday. Yeah.
Just like tiny perch. I mean, if you're a perch, if this was the perch podcast, we would be rejoicing, right? It's the best.
Hello.
It's the best year. Hey, Murph, it's the best year for perch hatch we've ever seen.
Well, we're going to have a heck of a fish fry. Heck of a fish fry.
You wait 15 years from now, boys, there'll be 6-pounders. Oh, get out your timber doodle. Anyway, ridiculous. Perch are stupid and should be beat. But seeing that active bait and making a judgment call or making an assessment between calibrating the bait fish on spot A, spot B. Now, you know, next level musky fishing, I talk about having your spot checks, your 1, 2, 3 spot check on mid shallow deep. You know, if you're in Canada or you say you're up in Minnesota or you're on your home water and you got the weekend, whatever it might be, you need to make that assessment right then and right there. You might not be on home water, but you can still find some sections based on structure and cover and go, okay, here's a point off an island, here's a weed bud, and here's a hump, right?
Mm-hmm.
What does the bait look the best on? That's how I'm finding fish. Okay, if the bait fish are up and they're moving and grooving over top of humps, but they're sucked to the bottom on the points and they're non-existent in the weeds, I'm rolling the dice and going with where I'm seeing the active bait fish because the active predators are going to come in during these solar lunar major minors. So
interesting.
If you're struggling to find fish to target during the key times, because like I said, it's been for me, Jay, you saw it, Krieger's seeing it, everybody that I personally know and fish with, we are seeing exceptionally tight windows.
Yes.
It's not that all day romping, you know. This morning was the first morning fish in a few weeks, right? But the backside of the major finally, because a lot of people, I'll say this, last week, a lot of your majors, and again, I'm not the moon phase guy, but I am right now, because when you got to be on it, you better be on it. We're overnight. right? What were we hearing for weeks at the Muskie Shop? All the big fish are getting caught wind, Jay.
1 a.m.
Right. Because you had these majors that were hitting 1 a.m, 2 a.m. Now it's coming around where this week, tomorrow morning, the majors at sun up. This evening, it's pretty dang close to sunset. And you go, okay, we got sort of a shift-a-roo, if you will. Sure. So just conceptually, if you're targeting fish, you're trying to get a game plan together. Like I said, if you're not moving them because they seem reluctant to follow, I this is probably the year of the least follows I've ever had, like in the north, right? Not a lot of, sorry for the beeps, folks, not a lot of follows coming in where I've got a chance to really set this gap and figure. I've got some nice figure eight fish, don't get me wrong, but they're not unveiling their location as easily. We go, okay, I got it there. Here's a 4-footer that came off this. We'll come back to him at sunset, right? So if you're not getting that positive feedback, base it on the bait. Let the bait fish tell you. Let the bait fish guide you, Jay.
Yeah. And you're talking about the you were talking about the bug thing earlier about bait fish. And one thing that we're seeing this last week here in northern Wisconsin, too, is similar to what you got going is what, 2 weeks ago? I think about 2 weeks ago we were in town. We did we did the, you know, the podcast in here with Jim, and I think we were mentioning the – it's been very dry. You know, there's at least moderate to higher drought levels in the entire state and a distinct lack of bugs this year, right? So there's a lot less surface feeding with that stuff. If you're on a lake that has mud flats, there seems to be perch are all over that right now, feeding on whatever bugs are hatching in the mud. And so anyway, a lot of guys that are keen in on that and you know, scouting for muskies off that, usually in deeper water because the mud flats that produce bugs sometimes are, you know, 15-foot range or whatever. So they seem to be doing pretty well because, again, it's been incredibly dry and there's just not a lot of surface feeding going on in general. So people are adapting that way and some guys are doing pretty good with it. So I just wanted to bring that up.
Yeah, it's a good point because it's funny. It's like the 5-minute warning's kind of lackluster this year for me, at least, when it comes to the mosquitoes. If you don't know what the 5-minute warning is, you hear the trees start vibrating. You go, oh, we're screwed, boys. Here they come. Put on your rain gear or run for the hills. And it's really not been that bad. I'm like, okay, that's interesting. Because, you know, well, go ahead.
Yeah. Caleb just stopped in. Caleb, say hi to everybody, will you?
Hi.
Okay, that's great. That's wonderful.
Good. That's Tom's son, Caleb. So well, he's here helping people, out today. He's awesome.
People care a lot about that, Jay.
A lot of people know Caleb from Instagram. He's also a video star.
Wonderful.
Okay, he gives thumbs up. Sorry to interrupt, Steve. Please
continue. I was just going to say, a lot of that is the shift. You're an idiot. A lot of the food chain will shift with the lack of insect larvae. You get the bait. You'll get, it's the same thing. Like you'll see these mayfly hatches on the bottom. Everything goes to the bottom. Well, if there's whether it be mosquitoes or whatever's hatching any kind of aquatic or, you know, shoreline insects, they'll shift the food chain shallow. And a lot of times you'll people, oh, I can't find fish. What's going on? Well, the food chain is just not kicking in the zones you need them to be in. So it's interesting from that point. I'll tell you, Jasifer, that the biggest thing, and I'm prattling, we're going to do Q&A, I'm just going to prattle on here as we prattle. Like, okay. I think that the most... When it came to the bait fish and a lot of stuff I've been doing, like just talk about checking for them. This time of year, you can run into a lot of deep water fish. But, man, I'm asking anybody I can that's got a walleye rod in their hand what's going on. Right?
I would. That, if you're up there, absolutely. Yeah.
And for patterning, a lot of this stuff, you know, catching a walleye, I mean, is disappointing and shameful as that is. Putting in the 5 minutes to catch one of these things that don't fight and they come in like a dead stick is might be worth your time to pattern, right? You know, if you're looking for a bite, because I'm hearing so much, we're getting so many questions. Where are the fish? I can't find the fish. I'm not catching fish. It's the worst. You know what I'm saying? Like, and we'll do the Q&As next week, but there's so much of that right now of people just, how do I find these things? What's going on? you know, if you got to pick up the walleye stick and find that bait, if you're not really confident on the electronics, or you can get into some bait fish, whether it be perch or I call bait fish walleye. I guess everything's potentially a bait fish for a muskie other than a sturgeon, but unless it's a juvenile sturgeon, Jay. But, you know, there's a lot of different ways you can crack that nut. And sometimes, like I said, if you need to that confidence booster that there's predators on some of these spots, you know, jig for perch or jig for walleye for 15 minutes and see. That's probably as long as I could do that, Jay, is why I'm saying that. I think
with your patience level.
Yeah. With my massive ADD. Yeah. 5 to 10. If I haven't limited out on
5 to 10 minutes and Steve would be saying, let's get cracking.
I would.
We need to be cracking right now.
You know, some days
you would say that,
Jay. Some days you sit back and you go, mm-hmm. Did I name the bait something that's just going to be nonstop puns? Let's get cracking. Anyway, it's funny. Now there's a dirt bike going by. I'll tell you, it's interesting. Like I said, from that perspective, the bait fish patterning. Just use your intelligence. Get on the fish. Everybody's struggling in some capacity. Like I said, for those visual follows and that visual feedback, I think that's the biggest thing. And I don't know what causes that. They eat or they don't right now. They just eat or they don't. But I'll tell you, Jay, Merkel's here in Wabagoon is lovely. You're going to be up here next year. Jay's coming with. They're going to unshackle his ankle from the muskie shop for 7 days.
I'm taking an entire month and a half off next year. So once again, the owner, Jim, doesn't know it. But, right. You know, Tom and Caleb just heard me say that. Yeah, so Jay's going to be on the street any minute.
Jay's taking a month and a half for a muskie sabbatical.
Where's Jay? Oh, he's doing work outside Jay. The normal.
Jay, Caleb's if you weren't there, you weren't there, no one would ask. It would just be, huh? It's really quiet here. What a pleasant work environment.
It would be a lot more quiet and tolerable, right, Tom?
Absolutely.
Say, could you hear?
Tom, yeah,
just, please, just once, hello, Minocqua.
Hello, Minocqua.
Oh, there you God. Go. Wow. Live from, yeah.
This is why one? We don't do it the while Jay's at work. This is why we don't do this while Jay's at work, because Jay just wants grab any rando to say something stupid on the podcast. Hi, here's a customer in the store named Dave. Dave, what do you want to say? Anyway.
There's a bunch of customers in the store. I'm gonna stay in the office right now.
I think you should.
I'm less distracted. I crack a Pepsi.
Crack a real Pepsi. Well, anyway, folks.
Real diet Pepsi.
Oh, goodness. I've got to get my butt on the water here, Jasifer. I did want to announce, I believe we got a message from Bob the physicist. There might be a Dick Stemke Memorial Tournament next year around the Muskie Shop Bash. We'll let you know.
That'd be great. I hope so.
I hope so. Anyway, guys, if you're struggling right now, get smart on your pattern. Find the bait fish. If you can't find them, like I said, sum it up. Find the bait fish and be there on the majors right now. It seems to be the ticket. I'm sure it'll change. It changes every day, but that's what's working for me. That's the news from Lake Wabagoon. So, other than that, man, we'll get on it. We'll get all your Q&A next week. I'm going to get on the water. Later.
Me too. Bye, guys.